What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It is day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We are at Fenway Park, and we are joined now by Dr. Janine Rundquist and by Jolene Belmore, who is a nurse at Dana-Farber. Guys, thanks for being here this morning. Bright and early, by the way.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate you. Got to turn those microphones on and up if you could. Thanks for being here, guys. All right, I'm not hearing that microphone over there, Griff. You can speak on her. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having both of us. I wanted to ask you guys a little bit about a new simulation center that I have heard about and kind of what's going on there.
Sure. We just opened a state-of-the-art simulation center in May of this year, and it allows us to train our nurses and clinical assistants and nurse practitioners and physicians and all other care partners in a space that mirrors exactly our space that we take care of patients at Dana-Farber. So we have mannequins that breathe and blink and have pulses. So you can really train in a safe space where you can maybe make a mistake and learn from it. And we debrief after each event that we do. And that's where a lot of the learning comes in, is your ability to just stop and pause and think about what you're doing and how that team interacts in caring for a patient. So it's a game changer for us.
Apparently, we may want to borrow one of those mannequins as a fill-in producer. What happened last week?
Jolene, for you, I imagine residency is probably daunting for a lot of people. Exciting, but daunting at the same time. You probably have friends that are in residencies all over the country. For you to be at Dana-Farber for this, how different is it there, and how important is it for treatment and science down the road?
Absolutely. At Dana-Farber, it's such a unique experience, especially in the simulation center, because I had a great education in nursing school, but we didn't really learn a lot about oncology or oncology emergencies. And so to be able to practice handling those situations in the simulation center is just one of a kind. And it really reflects how advanced science is becoming, especially in educating the new generation of nurses. And being in the simulation center is just extraordinary, because it looks exactly like how it does in the clinic, like the actual clinical settings at Dana-Farber. You walk in, it's almost like you're right in the Jimmy Fund clinic, or you're right in one of those adult clinics. And when I'm training, I don't even have to think about where things are because I just know, and that helps me to focus on patient care and working through those situations with our nurse educators. And that's truly made a difference in how I've learned and grown as a new graduate nurse.
It sounds like, off our last guest, that this is like Belichickian. This is like, yeah. What an approach to be able to enter. I mean, I famously passed out twice before my wife gave birth, so I'm not exactly nurse quality in any capacity. But
you say it happens. You don't have to say that. It really does.
It's really all right. I'm only comfortable only when I'm being mocked. But what a way for you to work through the stress of I can only imagine, you're trying to help someone, save someone's life, whatever, and to have that opportunity to have rep after rep with something that no matter what you do, will not negatively impact a real person's health.
Exactly. I kind of like to compare it to parking a car. Just imagine you're 16 years old and you're learning how to parallel park a car. Would you rather try to parallel park on a Friday on Newberry Street or right in front of Fenway Park? Everyone's trying to get to the game. There's 20 cars behind you honking at you, telling you to hurry up. Or would you rather practice parking a car on that quiet street in your neighborhood with someone next to you who you really trust, who's going to be patient with you and guiding you every step of the way? that's what the Sim Center feels like to me. And that's why it's so important for especially new grad nurses who are learning these skills and learning how to deal with these situations under pressure to use. And I feel more confident, I feel safe, and I feel like I'm turning into the nurse I've always wanted to become.
Doctor, what's been the impact that you've seen because of this training at the Sim Center?
You know, even in just the few months we've been open, Jolie experienced something where she trained on a particular emergency response and the next day experienced that with one of her patients in clinic. We've had nurses talk to us about the interdisciplinary emergency response training that we're doing. We have pharmacy, respiratory, physicians, advanced practice providers, and nurses training together in the space so that if we do have a real emergency, which is rare for us to have a full medical emergency where we might need to call for advanced support. They're raving about it and talking about how wonderful it is to practice. So I feel like we're providing more than we could in the past we didn't have as much space and we didn't have these high-tech mannequins. And so it's a little more real to life now with the center than it was in the past. And I think that's going to benefit our patients and our staff and providers.
Well, it wouldn't be possible without those who are calling and making those phones ring right behind you and yes, texting in with a donation. So thanks to both of you for what you do. As Curtis alluded to, I couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. So thanks very much for what you do. And thanks for sharing a little bit with us this morning.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We are able to tell you that we are now at $71,628 that you have donated so far, almost an hour and a half into day number one of this year's telethon. Call 877-738-1234. That's the number. It's easy. Doesn't matter what you feel like you can give this year, 877-738-1234. Or if you want to make it even easier, then you can text any amount when you text KCANCER to 56512.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.